Okay, oops, come on. What? The dogs are digging like crazy. Wonder what they're after. What? Oh, to Van Peek. Wait a minute, that's wrong. Because at Coombs, I had Coombs last semester. Wrong class. Yeah, that one. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll be right there. I apologize. I'm sorry. Okay. Nothing terrible. been there. Okay. I'm ready. Let's go. Okay. You're waiting for me. I'll wait for you. It's already warmer. The old Explorer, I tell you, man. I know.
I got more flowers.
Still get something out of it. How's our makeshift cover doing? Oh, it's hanging in there. Not bad. Another thing that should come sometime here is my fiberglass one, which I hope will do a lot better than this stupid, whatever they call this, polyurethane one.
Yeah.
Which is just garbage. Ooh, that's an interesting looking bit. That's kind of cool looking. Maybe. Oh God. All right. What have you found?
Things that are going to cause him a
tire. Oh, that's not good. Well, you're a wonderful person for handling that. Yep. The voting's done for us. Getting a little. I don't want to stick my hands in my pockets. To hold my jacket together.
Yes!
There we go. Ah. Better. Anyway. Yeah. So I'm trying to tell myself that I can just kind of take it easy on the news, find other things to look at. Oh, yeah, huh? Those guys?
Ooh, glass or a brick? It looks like
I know. I don't know if they were meaning to do that. I got the impression that the Palenque thing was supposed to be for Hispanics.
It's not for Hispanics.
Even on the oh, thanks, Matt. That's really nasty.
Yeah.
That'd go through anything. Yeah, because it's funny, even though it's in Spanish, sort of, but it's not really even Spanish. It does. It still has a whole bunch of black people on it. It's like, so what? I'm confused. I'm sure it was very heavily researched on how to do this to get maximum effect with the group you're trying to affect, which I guess is black people, I think. I don't know if it's just supposed to be intimidating to whites. I don't know. Because I'm not very intimidated, if that was the intent. Oh my, we got chunks of metal. See, I don't think anybody even lives here. So yeah, and it's almost like, you know, everybody's always complaining about how you're not treating blacks with enough respect, and you're going, but I don't think you guys are either. This is, you're treating them like they're just one massive mind, and that black people will vote as a very firm block. He says, here's the trouble. I think, statistically, that's actually true. Because they do. They wouldn't bother going through all of that work if they didn't think it was going to pay off for them. They've been thrown out, basically, and you go, that's probably the best thing to have happen to you, is to be rejected by that group. Just because, yeah, that's what it's going to be. And I guess that's how they wished everybody behaved. They wish everybody, you know, thought and behaved and voted, especially according to their skin color. I don't think it's working very well for Hispanics. Number one, it's not a cohesive group. You know, it has, a lot of them are very different. Heck, a lot of them don't even speak Spanish anymore, which was the only thing that unified them at all, was the fact that they had a common language. And you go, that's not even so true anymore. Remember that. The branch mission leader in Wendover, he went on a Spanish-speaking mission, and he had a, you know, he says, I've got a Mexican last name. I look like a Mexican. And he goes, I didn't know any Spanish. My parents didn't speak Spanish around us. They wanted us to learn English. And so we did, and we didn't learn anything else. And he said, I remember those little old ladies would give us such a chewing out because we didn't know our language properly. You know? And you go, yeah, that's pretty common. That fella that, I don't know his name, that came to church a few times here in the last couple of months. Uh-huh. And they had all those books out there, and I saw Spanish Gospel Principles and said, because he had said that he's not very good at English, and so I figured I'd give it a chance. He says, oh, I can't read Spanish. I said, I do better reading English. And I go, okay, well then here's the English one. Because everything we believe is in here. And so it is, yeah, it's like when they keep saying, hey, Mexican, Hispanic is the new black, it's like, I don't think so. Says they are not a unified group. They don't really like each other all that much, especially if they're from different countries. It says, look, all those guys coming up from Central America, the Mexicans don't want to have anything to do with them. And you go, but why not? Same kind of skin tone. They speak the same language. There's some variations, but not much. But still, it's like, no. These people have loyalty to the country they came from. You know, they're proud of their heritage. And if you call them Mexicans, you're going to get it. Because they're not. And you can't treat them like one group. So the only reason why that the blacks are unified at all is because it was typically, or at least for some of these guys, it was slavery that brought them here. That's what unifies them. Yeah, it looks like the same bug. What are those anyway?
I have no idea. It's some kind of grasshopper thing.
Huh. Missing them back legs that those grasshoppers cherish, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So yeah, and you're going, and you know, and you go, well, Hispanics have always been downtrodden. And you go, not around here, they're not. Because by and large, they, you know, they, I mean, here in New Mexico, it says, most of our politicians are Hispanic. That's pretty.
And I can see a cloud.
Yeah, you gonna take a picture of that, man? Or are you just gonna appreciate the view? You can just appreciate the view, too. You don't have to take a picture of it unless you want to. Okay. It's a little hazy though. It's a little haze, but it's not bad. Anyway, yeah. And it just gives you the whole indication that you go, it says, these people aren't very smart when they say, you need to become culturally competent, you know, culturally sensitive. And you're going, you guys, through your actions, indicate how terrible you guys are at it. Said, you guys are hideous at this. You think all these guys are exactly the same. It says, and they're not. You don't take somebody whose heritage is Spanish New Mexico, and if you call them a Mexican, they're likely going to take you and beat you up and leave you out in the middle of the wilderness. Because they're not. They're not Mexican. And you go, I don't know much about them, but I do know that. Because if you try to lump them all together and tell them they're all the same, they're not going for it particularly. Of course, if you give them special things based on their ethnicity, they're going to grab it, and they'll call themselves Latin then. Because there's money in it for them. You know, I get to go to this school, and they'll pretty much pay for my education because of my ethnic background. Of course, who was it talking about? Old Shana's friend. Benavides girl. No. Was that me? It could have been. Ernie's daughter. Yeah. Thank you, Tiffany. She went off to Highland, and she said she was so discriminated against because her skin wasn't dark enough. You know? She wasn't the right kind of Hispanic. And you're going, excuse me, have you looked at her last name? I said, she's... You know, you can say, well, how come her dad's name's Ernie and not Ernesto or something? And you go, I don't know. Just maybe it is. Yeah, it says, and does he look Hispanic? I said, not really. Not dark-skinned, you know, whatever. It says, he looks very much more like he's probably from the Spaniard side more than the Indian side. And you go, you know, but yeah, wrong color, wrong flavor. And you're going, see, there's no unification here. Bill Richardson was always, I don't know if he did, a lot of people kind of, you know, he's Hispanic, you know. And you go, yeah, his mom was Adonia down in Mexico. She was hated because she wasn't, you know, part of the common. She was some person that had close to royalty down there. And yeah. And you go, oh, well, yeah. And his dad's name was Richardson, and he kind of gets to claim it. And you go, but yeah, it says it doesn't help. Nobody puts much stock in it. It might have helped him get to be the governor of New Mexico. But it's like, not much. Because he didn't skew that way at all. He wasn't one with the people. You know, he was already kind of a aristocratic sort to begin with. You know, it says he came from the aristocracy of Mexico. Which is like, you know, it's like, who runs Argentina now? Kirchner's. They've been there forever. You know? And they've always been in charge of Argentina. Chile was actually formed by an Irishman who came and took over the country. I forget what his last name was, but it was definitely Irish. You look at him, you go, that's Irish. And you go, yep. And they still kind of run Chile. And you go, I wouldn't play the Latin card too often, you know. You take a look at Elder Suarez, and you're going, he doesn't, you know. And you go, can I be honest? Brazil is so multicultural. It makes the United States look positively monochromatic compared to them. And they all intermarry like crazy. So yeah, this is, you've got everything. He said he's got so many cultures running in his background. You go, yeah. And you go, it's just, so yeah, it's just, so how do you pander to him in a political way that you think will work? You know, in this whole thing about, well, I'm this, and, oh, I'm that, and see, I'm defined by my skin color. People treat me bad because I've got the wrong skin color. And you go, try to figure out what he is. And you'll have those guys sitting there kind of jacking the jaw. Oh, I don't know. I can't place it. He should declare himself black. And you go, oh yeah, that would, I'm sure that would buy him something. As long as he also signed on to all the communism of the BLM. Because then you'd accept him. As long as he was your you would stand up for the political aims. very sad. But yeah, the Democrats really reveal themselves when they start pulling these stunts. And you go, Kamala Harris. I said, I bet you, when she was in school, when she was a kid, when she was growing up, she did not say anything about her dad being black. You know, because it probably wouldn't have helped her any. Now it's helping her tons, so she's decided that's what she is, by golly. Screw the fact that she's got an Indian mother that actually raised her. Forget that. Does she? She doesn't say that her mom was Indian, particularly. Because it's very, very confusing for black people. Because they say, you know, my dad wasn't even around. That's normal. Because at least that way, she has a normal black experience, kind of. Except for the fact that it wasn't some wonderful sacrificing black woman that raised her. And she touts going to stay with her dad's family back in Jamaica, or if they moved up here to the U.S. along with him at some point. And you go, so, did you ever go back and visit your mother's family? You know, did you ever go to India and check in with that side? Very well could have. And yeah, it would have been a, oh boy, my mom's side of the family is so racist. And you go, well. One of her problems is, it's like the Obama thing. You didn't hear a lot about his background, except when they thought it was politically, you know, advantageous. And his backstory wasn't really very useful at all. In fact, it indicated how different his experience was from anybody else that kind of looked like him. And you go, he was lucky, sort of, in a political way. He actually had black features. It's kind of like old Marla Maples, or no, that's not her name. The chick that married Prince Harry. You know, you can say, oh, she's helped her black background. You go, well, boy, she doesn't look black. She, you know, says, I'm sorry. And that's fine. That's what happens when you're multi-ethnic, is that you might have a brother that looks like, you know, he was just on the chain gang in slavery. It's raw when it comes to mixing the genes like that. Because sometimes you get, you know, they had a lot of black look to him, where Kamala Harris doesn't have any particularly. She skews far more Indian. So it's like, she can sit there and say she's black, and people will say she's black for political reasons. But yeah, says it doesn't mean much. She talks about being segregated and all that, and you're going, are you sure they weren't segregating her because she was an Indian, not because she skewed Indian, especially since her mother was Indian? Chances are her school district had no clue that she was black. If she was being bussed around, she was probably just being bussed around. It wasn't because of her skin color. It wasn't because of segregation or integration. But she'll trumpet it. I got bussed to a school. And yada, yada, yada. And he goes, yeah, so? So did everybody else. Yeah, I says, you don't seem to be suffering. And you go, yeah, it doesn't seem like everybody in the world was trying to pound on you and keep you down. Seems like you profit handsomely off America. And you go, we're glad. We want everybody to do that. Says, and you probably did it. And you probably chose not to talk about your black heritage until it became a prudent thing to do politically, when you decide to do your political career. That's when everybody says, we need to keep fighting for the rights of these people. And you go, what rights do they lack now? Because yeah, when I had that Ben and Jerry's website, that was just hilarious. It's like, okay, so here's all the things you spell out disenfranchise the Native American votes. And you go, so we're gonna give them, it says, let me be honest. I drive by, I could take you to it, and you'd look at it and you'd go, oh my gosh, what happened? This place is deserted and there's a big fence around it. Nobody can go into this. A nice housing development, not very old, on Indian land, totally empty. Indians don't want it. And you're going, this is exactly what they need. They need nice streets with names on them. They need nice little houses with little numbers on the front. Apparently, none of them have phones, cell phones, and you're going, I beg to differ, you know. They all need broadband internet, and you're going, maybe. You're going, most Indians I know, if they want to live a life like that, they just move to the town. They move to town. They piss off the res. They don't have to stay on the res. Nobody's forcing them to stay there. Nobody. But there's kind of a culture to wanting to do things just the way that they've always done them. And you go, I don't think, says, I know that the Indian tribes work really hard to get all of their members to vote because it has a lot to do with internal tribal politics, too. It's the same way that tribal leaders get elected. I said, trust me, it's being worked very hard by the tribes. And you're going, yeah. You go, almost everything that you've brought up about what we have to do, and you go, who's going to do it? Who's going to force these Indians to do that? To behave the way you want them to? Who's going to do that? And you're going, probably going to be you. And you'll sit there and you'll pat yourself on the back and tell everybody how wonderful you are for forcing these people to do these things. Half the time they spit in your face and tell you to leave them alone. And you go, I'm sorry. I said, you guys are so painfully misinformed, it hurts. It hurts. It says, you can find a handful of Indian activists who get paid quite a bit of money to stop the things that you're saying, but they don't represent their tribe at all. Nor any individual Indian. Because they just don't. As long ago, they gave up whatever tribal affiliation they might have had. They loved to spout it, but he says, yeah, he says, they gave that up a long time ago to become a social justice warrior. And they're going to go out and they're going to fight, and they haven't even been to the reservation years because they're too busy out fighting for five other things. But he says, I'm sorry, I think you're poking a stick at something really stupid. Because I can go show you pictures. I'll say, here it is, nice straight streets, nice little numbers attached to every single door. It's wonderful, it's marvelous, it's behind a chain link fence now. And it's because you guys killed yourself trying to do this, and the government can't figure out what on earth to do with all this stuff that the Indians don't want. Yeah, it's like, you know, and those guys will say, you're giving in to the white man. You go, and so what is Ben Gary's doing? Screaming at them, saying, be like us, be like the white man. We need your votes. We think you'll vote Democrat. And you go, yeah, you know, you might be right. I don't know. The Indians have been so trained, you know, to just take government handouts. And you go, they're totally in on it. I says, is that bad? Yes, it's bad. The government does a sucky job. It says, those are the people you should be looked to when you say, this is the utopia. And you go, yep, and the Indians hate it, and they're not even being very obedient. They are not tearing apart their families in service to the greater state. That's just not their way, and thank goodness. So that's going to be one of their saving graces. And you go, yeah, this is theirs. There's government taking care of people. How's it going? And you go, it sucks. You guys will say all day long, and you're so oppressed. And you go, the only people who could possibly be oppressing Native Americans is the government. Tripping for itself, trying to, you know, and they're constantly saying, we need to give them more money. We need to get more money. And you go, oh, God. Administered by the Department of Interior. Perfect. It's like, yeah, whatever. And to be honest, I think the Indians will show us the way. Maybe that's what it says in scripture it says, don't take any of their crap. It says, in fact, if you really want to succeed in your life, first thing you do is you quit telling people you're an Indian. It says, you still are. It says, you can still do all the stuff. You know, you can still keep your culture. It says, but don't hang your hat on it, because it's not going to really help you. It's going to keep you down. Go, there it is. Ta-da! Said, let these guys be your guide to the future. And the first thing they'll tell you, any of them that's worth listening to, you say, get off that dang reservation, That's not doing you a bit of good. Get yourself some education and get yourself a job. America's great. Tend to be colorblind. Tend to take a look at your resume and not really look at your heritage, which is a great thing. See, these old guys say, well, the Americans can't get jobs. And you go, if you keep living like a welfare child, yeah. That's what you're going to get. And the people that do look on that thing and say, well, I've got to give you special treatment, you're Native American, says you're going to get all the wrong applicants. Go, can you do the freaking job? And yeah, it's great. What happened? Sure. Like a poor will. Half black, half full, you know? You know? His eyes don't look exactly straight. Dude's got some problems. And you go, but you know what? He's a dang good coder. He's a smart dude. I think if I end up leaving, I think he will end up taking my position, or I don't know, Clark kind of makes it sound like he's not going to make distinctions anymore. I said, oh, that just means he's going to have to work harder and not get paid, and not really get a pay increase for it. And you go, in kind of a pickle. No, he's not the type. I've tried. I said, you know, you're never going to get a real pay increase to jump ship. So you can always come back later. Look at me. He says, I came back. A lot more money than what I left here making. If I would have stayed here, I would still be making $45,000. He says, and I don't. I make a lot more than that. And you got that. That's part of the fun. You gotta hop and bop around. I don't think that really means much anymore. Yeah. Says, because most organizations aren't gonna be that loyal to you. And they can't be. Says, you know, it's not because they aren't wonderful people or anything. Clark's gonna have to make some tough decisions soon. What? What, Larry? That tree's growing again? Okay, I'll spray it down again. Yeah, that one. Yeah. What? What are you talking about? I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude. What are you talking about? Is a little tree growing over here? Where?
Right here.
What's that?
It's like the one in the backyard.
Elm?
Yeah.
Great.
So I didn't know if you wanted to pull it.
I don't know. Do you want a tree? This one. This one's stunted.
I would prefer a tree that it leaves out. Produce some kind of fruit.
No. Well, it's up to you. We can go from the front. I unlocked it. If you want to. Don't have to, but yeah, I gotta snip off those and try to kill that sucker back again. So yeah. It's interesting when you start listening to some of these people and how they behave and how they say, I don't want any of that stuff. But boy, it's like these kinds of groups, they are not to be heard from. You are not to listen to the voices, official ones. And it's kind of funny. And they don't really let you talk to Indians. They don't want Indians up there. Because the Indians will say that they don't trust the federal government.
I don't want the government to have any more